Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Do you know God's vision for your life? If you already know His vision for you, what are you doing to bring it to pass? The word vision appears in the King James Version of the Bible a total of 96 times.
Think about that. In Genesis 15, verse 1, it says, "The Lord came to Abram in a vision." In Genesis 46, verse 2, Genesis 46, 2, it says, "And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night." Daniel 2, chapter 2, verse 19, 2:19 says, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven." Hosea 12, verse 10 says, "I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets." The list of people who received a vision are numerous. We've got Ananias, Peter, Paul, and many, many others. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, Proverbs 29, 18, King Solomon said, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." So according to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for vision is H2377, and it says vision, oracle, prophecy, divine communication. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a night vision, as it was mentioned in one of the scriptures, but
right.
It is a vision from the Lord. This literally means that a revelatory unction and direction from the Lord. When you have a vision, it is personal. It's unique to you, something that God's ordained and visualized to be a part of your life. If you don't have a vision, then is it impossible to set really proper goals?
Let's kind of do a brief review. God gave you, yes, you, abilities. You need to use them. God empowered your abilities through the Holy Spirit. You need to celebrate them. God energizes your abilities. Expand them. God expects you, me, us, He expects you to engage your abilities on a daily basis. Manifest them, because you would have, well, you would have no idea where you're going. Strong's Concordance, the word perish is the Hebrew word H6944, and it means to let go, let loose, ignore, let alone. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for law is H8451, and it means law, direction, instruction. Now, let's go a little further. According to Strong's Concordance, happy is the Hebrew word H835, and it means happiness, blessedness. In fact, that word is in the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible a total of 45 times in 42 verses. And 27 of those times, the word is translated as blessed.
Hallelujah.
If we don't have a vision, somewhere we're lost or ignoring the revelatory insight that God is trying to give to us. Adhering to His instructions for the divine vision of our lives will make us happy and blessed.
Habakkuk 2, verse 2 comes clearly to our minds. It's a scripture the Lord gave us for you. And it says, "And the Lord said, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision shall speak. It will surely come. It will not tarry." The contemporary English version of that scripture says it this way. "Then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly enough to be read at a glance." Your vision must be written down clearly, very clearly.
If you're asking yourself what your vision should be, then ask yourself this: what lives in your heart. You say to yourself, what lives in my heart? Whatever you love, God has placed in your heart for a reason.
Amen.
Keep reviewing your vision until you've made it clear and precise as you can. Now, I want to ask if you have a financial, a money vision. If you don't have a, hear me now, if you don't have a vision for your money, we can assure you there are people who do. If you don't have a vision for your money, a specific plan, then money will never come into your hands. Money follows vision. Let me say that again. Money follows vision. If you don't have a vision, then you don't need the money. It's just that simple. And by the way, don't chase money. Chase God. And then money will chase you. So here's the question. Do you have a financial vision? If you don't have one, then what money you have, well, it'll be sucked into buying stuff. People often buy stuff in order to seek fulfillment, an inner joy and a happiness, but it doesn't work that way. Stuff, while it may be fun for a season, will never bring you the kind of inner peace, joy, and happiness that you can find in serving the Lord and following your God-given vision. Stuff is creative. It creates stress, confusion, guilt, pain, emptiness, frustration, and fear. Think about that. Here's a great rule of thumb. Don't buy anything just because everybody else is doing it. I've said for years, people talk about keeping up with the Joneses. You don't have to. They've already declared Chapter 13 bankruptcy. How do you develop a financial vision for your future? It's real simple. Have you ever said, if I only knew what to do, I'd be a millionaire? I'd be hugely successful. We're going to give you 7 words that will unlock the millionaire code, the secret to your personal success and wealth accumulation. Are you ready? Here's these 7 words. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Yes, you've heard these words before, but we need to keep hearing these words over and over again until they become second nature. There's no secret password, code, passageway, or handshake to success and wealth accumulation. All you have to do is follow those 7 words that we just gave you. Read your Bible, do what it says. You'll never develop a money vision by S period, O period, Y period, B period, by sitting on your behind. God will reveal to you the exact details of your money vision, but you must ask him in faith, believing that he'll give you the response you desire. We encourage you to write clearly and specifically your money vision and review it on a regular basis. As it says in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain.
In Psalm 18, verse 20, Psalm chapter 18, verse 20 in the Message Bible, it says, God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes. That's a great scripture to personalize.
It really is, baby. God made Yvette's name complete when she placed all the pieces before. When Yvette got her act together, he gave her a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Amen.
Keep a journal or a Word document on your progress. Be effective. Well, this effective visual will be of immeasurable assistance to you. You must testify of God's revelatory instructions and the manifestation of the things that He stirred in your life.
The key to what are really our establishing our victory and protecting us against every attack of the enemy can be found in Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12, verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." What is the blood of the Lamb? We got born again by the blood of the Lamb. "And by the word of their testimony." What are we confessing? "And they loved not their lives unto the death." That's another great one to personalize.
It sure is, baby. "And Samuel overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of Samuel's testimony. And Ray overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of Ray's testimony." Personalize that verse for you. Finally, unless you're specific about your financial vision, you will never bring forth God's best for your life. It's just that simple.
Psalm 25:12 in the Living Bible says, "Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best." Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. It's time to begin to pursue with passion your money vision and bring forth God's best for your life. His best is not for you to be so broke you can't pick up all the pieces. His best is not for you just getting by, living day to day.
That's right. And never forget, "And Paul overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of Paul's testimony."
I think, too, that part of that is just praising God for what He's already done in your life.
Yes.
As you anticipate what He's going to do. That's huge. That's very important. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah indeed.
Go to HaroldHerring.com on this fantastic Friday. Check out the 2-minute video. While you're there, just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Click that button that says sow a seed. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.